With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin's DNR secretary has outlined some of the plans the department has for funding to address PFAS concerns. Secretary Karen Hyun told the Natural Resources Board recently the approval of $133 million in PFAS funding is a huge win for the state and for clean water for people to drink.
We are hoping to release a sampling program as a first start this summer or fall that will work on private drinking wells to address the 800,000 people who are on private drinking wells across the state, in addition to testing for child care centers and schools that are on wells and biosolid spreading. We'll have a well compensation grant program that will follow soon thereafter. So if you find PFAS in your well, you'll be able to get help to replace it or treat it.
She promised to keep the board updated as more parts of the program are developed. $125 million was first set aside in the 2023-25 state budget, but disagreement over how to use the money kept it on hold. Interest since then has grown the fund to $133 million. After a bipartisan agreement on use of the money was reached, Governor Tony Evers signed bills to release the money in April. PFAS are a group of man-made chemicals used for decades in numerous products. They're linked to health effects like increased cholesterol levels, increased risk of some cancers, and decreased immune response to vaccines. These contaminants have made their way into the environment in a variety of ways, including spills of PFAS-containing materials, discharges of PFAS-containing wastewater to treatment plants, and use of certain types of firefighting foams. A judge has approved involuntary administration of medications for a Merrill man accused in the murder of his father. 26-year-old Austin Stevenson was accused of killing 48-year-old John Stevenson in March of 2025. John Stevenson was found shot to death after the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office responded to a request for a welfare check in the township of Corning. That's after John Stevenson didn't show up to work and hadn't been heard from. Austin Stevenson had previously been declared mentally incompetent, and court proceedings in the matter are on hold. A judge approved the order for involuntary medication after a hearing this week in Lincoln County Circuit Court. A Marathon County man faces accusations of animal mistreatment. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office says 29-year-old Joseph Carey of the town of Day was taken into custody Thursday. He was booked for 8 counts of felony mistreatment of animals causing death and 10 counts of misdemeanor mistreatment of animals. Investigators visited Carey's residence on Fools Road April 25th after receiving multiple reports of deceased and emaciated dogs at the property. Carey was scheduled to make an initial appearance in Marathon County Circuit Court today. One person was found dead following a house fire in Shawano. The Shawano Police Department and Shawano Area Fire Department are investigating the fatal fire that happened around 6:53 p.m. Wednesday in the 200 block of East Center Street. Emergency crews responded to reports of a structure fire and found smoke coming from the home. Firefighters worked to put out the flames and search the residence. During the search, crews found one person inside the home. Life-saving efforts were made, but the person was pronounced dead at the hospital. The victim's identity is being withheld until family members are notified. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. State officials are speaking out about the ramifications that sweeping federal health care cuts are having on states like Wisconsin and the 1.2 million residents who depend on Badger Care, the state's Medicaid program. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
An estimated 276,000 Wisconsinites could lose their Medicaid coverage over the next decade due to changes included in the Trump administration's One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed last summer. About 63,000 working adults whose jobs don't offer health insurance are at immediate risk. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says that's enough people to fill Lambeau Field 3 times over.
Picture telling every single one of them that they're on their own. And it's not just coverage. It's the hospitals themselves. When the only hospital for 40 miles closes its doors, a heart attack becomes a death sentence. A complicated birth becomes a tragedy. And that's what's coming.
A new report by advocacy group Protect Our Care finds nearly 1,000 hospitals nationwide are now closing or at risk of closing. Rodriguez says that includes at least 3 in rural Wisconsin. The Trump administration says the health care cuts are needed to curb government fraud, waste, and abuse. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has cut dozens of projects to help underserved farmers access land and capital. As Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, farm organizations across the country were in different stages of the grant process.
The USDA awarded $300 million to 50 projects through the Increasing Land, Capital, and Market Access Program in 2023. But this year, the department cut 49 of them. Michelle Hughes, executive director of the National Young Farmers Coalition, says farming is difficult and demanding. And this program was supposed to support people who have historically faced barriers to farming, including people of color and U.S. veterans.
I think that this program did not exist solely for racial equity. It was a program that gave landless farmers a voice.
Farming takes having land, and she says accessing it is the biggest challenge new producers face. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.